time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Tyler Cisneros. She is an academic advisor at USU Eastern. They're at the One Stop Services. And, you know, school is getting ready to start up there. We're getting close. We're going to talk about when it does actually start, how long you have to register for your classes still, if you would like to, and then some of the things that are going to be going on up there on campus. And we should start seeing students in roughly about 3 weeks, I think we decided. So, Tyler, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's jump right in and start. When does school start on campus?
School starts August 28th. It's a Monday.
Of course it will be. And it will be for everybody, right?
Yes.
All right. And as I said, we should start seeing students in campus and around town and stuff in about 3 weeks. The sports teams are usually the first ones to get here, you were saying?
Yep. They have practice and competitions will be starting early in the school year, so they'll be heading up here soon.
All right. So the first thing we wanted to talk about is what the registration timeline kind of is for USU Eastern and fall semester. And it's going on right now already, right? It has started quite a while ago, to be honest.
Yes, it started back in April and it is open registration until September 1st. So you still have time to get applied and get registered for classes.
And whereas even those classes start the 28th, you've got that September 1st deadline. Before then, you've got to get, you were saying you've got to get the professor's approval to get into the class after the first.
Yeah, so they give the students about a week to kind of go over class material and get a feel of the class, just to make sure those are the classes you want before you add and drop and can change your schedule.
Okay, so we've got that registration timeline, and it closes for all intents and purposes. Let's say it just closes September 1st. That'll make it easy on everybody, right?
Yes.
All right, so after your application has been done and you've registered and everything like that, what are some things that you need to still take care of before school starts?
So once you get your application in, you'll get your A number, and that is your golden ticket to everything else that you need to complete before school starts. Once you get your A number, you'll need to complete orientation modules 1 and 2. Module 1 is basically everything you need to know about campus to be successful. And module 2 is everything you need to know about registration. You still can make an appointment with your academic advisor to see what classes you need to take, and we can also help you register if you need just that extra little bit to register for classes.
All right, and that is really what you need to do to get ready before the first day of class. That all needs to happen.
Yes.
Make it a lot easier on yourself. Get it all done now.
100%.
All right, and then coming up, as you said, it was when does the Connections, University Connections class, when does that take place?
The University Connections class is the first 3 days before the semester, so the 23rd through the 25th. It runs from 8 to 4. This class is awesome. It's a 2-credit class, and it really helps our students transition into college academics. You'll get a mentor inside the class and a peer mentor that you can use throughout your tenure at USU Eastern. It's just a really great class to take advantage of.
And are they going to, you know, is it kind of some guidelines and maybe some help as far as where this is and where that is and how to take care of this? Is that kind of what the whole thing is going to cover?
Yes, it's going to cover all the resources that USUE has to offer to all of our students. So really just something that we advise all of our incoming students to take advantage of. Plus you get 2 credits out of it.
And as you said, yeah, it is a class, so you have to register for that class as well, correct?
Correct.
And it's not required, but it's going to help you out in the long run.
Yeah, it is a class that will count towards graduation.
Okay, if somebody's out there and listening right now, what do they need to do if they want to register for that class?
You can come down to the One Stop Student Services. We are next to the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. Or you can give the office a call. You will reach out to Brooke Lesser. She is amazing and will get you to the right place. And her number is 435-613-5616.
Okay, and that is to register for the class because you have to register if you're going to want to take it. And you said there are some seats left in it.
Yes, there are about 7 sections of the class, and there's, last time I looked, there was about 4 seats in each section left. So
if you want to be a part of that, you can. And then coming up on the 25th, it's you're calling it a luminary, and you're inviting the entire community out for this. So what is that all going to entail, and what's going on with it?
Yeah, so the Luminary is to conclude the Connections course as the part of the in-person part of the class. Each participant will receive a blue lantern to hold for the ceremony. This is at 8:30 at the Geary Center, again on the 25th, which is that Friday before school starts. We're hoping to see a lot of our community members come and support an exciting time for our students. It's really just to celebrate the beginning of a new chapter of their lives in pursuing education and bettering themselves.
And he said it's going to kind of be like a block party a little bit.
Yeah. It's a really fun time. Last year we had a great turnout. And then so this year we decided to open it up to the community, and we're just hoping to have a ton of new faces there. And again, it's just a celebration to induct our new students to Price.
All right. So once again, classes are getting ready to start up again there at Utah State University Eastern. August 28th, first day for class. If anybody has any questions, Tyler, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Again, you can come into the One Stop Student Services Center or call our front office and reach Brooke Lesser. Again, that's 435-613-5616.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Tyler Cisneros, the academic advisor, or one of them. One of the many at the One Stop Service Center there on the campus of USU Eastern. Thank you so much for taking out the time and coming down and talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.